Dr. Kevin L. Jones, Assistant Professor of English and Rhetoric at University of Arkansas Fort Smith, has prepared a book on the history of Fort Smith. It's a picture book of sorts. See, Jones tells the story through postcards. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently spoke with Jones, who started the conversation by telling how he chose this medium.
In the beginning, it was from the Postcard History series through Arcadia Publishing. That was the format that they suggested. They also have a series entitled Images of America, which uses more of regular photography and that kind of thing. But the Postcard History series is strictly postcards, and so the narrative had to be told through the graphic images.
So what stories of Fort Smith's history are told in this book?
I tell the story from the origins of the fort in 1817 all the way up to about 1966 or so, with more current aerial shots and of local businesses in the late 60s, novelty items and that kind of thing, motels and Handy Dan's pantry and little local places like Luby's Cafeteria and places like that up through the 1960s. And that's really where it ends. And I talk a little bit about manufacturing and transportation in the area, too.
Why does the book end in the 1960s? I mean, was it just hard to find postcards later than that or any other reason?
Well, no. Honestly, I said that would be a stopping point for many reasons. Number one, the length of the book. Number two, to me, that's an area that we can go into in another series, perhaps. Or some people know a lot about the 1800s in Fort Smith, but very few people know about the 19-teens and the 20s in Fort Smith. Very few people know about the 1950s in Fort Smith. Unless you're talking about, you know, Elvis or Chaffee, we really don't know a whole lot about the 50s. People don't discuss it like they should, and there are still, I would say, 40% of the buildings that are in this book are still around, for example.
So what was it like to research a book that uses postcards as the primary source material?
It was great because the research was the most fun part of the entire project. Digging up the postcards from different collections from the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Library, the Chamber of Commerce, the Fort Smith Public Library, the Fort Smith National Historic Site, and in the Fort Smith Museum of History, for example, they all said, here are some postcards, would you like to look through them? And I said, sure. And I ran into Stan Kajawa, a man in northwest Arkansas who has a great collection, who also has written postcard books. And through his collection, I was able to also find several on Fort Smith. And I think they helped tell the story of the people and the place.
So, how much investigation did you conduct on the people who were sending and receiving these postcards that are featured in the book?
I did a little bit of that, but the editors honestly wanted me to not be concerned about that as much as I was. But I did a little digging about the first one in the book is dated September 10th, 1893, and that's the oldest one in the collection in this book. And I wrote a little bit about the people and a little bit back and forth, and there are some other postcards with a little bit of discussion or writing. In some cases, we do discuss the writing or the traveling. There's a salesman on page 48 that talks about how he's traveling through to Muskogee from Kansas City, Missouri, and he said he's very busy, and 270 miles from Kansas City is Muskogee, and 75 miles from Fort Smith, and this traveler probably took the Kansas City Southern Railway route through to Fort Smith, and that was interesting to dig a little bit about that.
So of the postcards that you came across in your research, which one or which few are your favorites?
I like the ones about Chaffee. Specifically, there's a chapel picture of a chapel on page 73. It's a late 1950s postcard that shows troops going into one of the many chapels at Fort Chaffee. And the story that I wrote about the local girls marrying the GIs through there was very relevant because my in-laws met that way. My father-in-law, James Lauren Janes, known as Lauren Janes to some and Jimmy Janes to others, met my mother-in-law, Ida Lou Turnipseed, was her maiden name, and she was from Spiro, Oklahoma. She was born in Scullyville, Oklahoma, and she worked at the Boston store down on Garrison Avenue for about 3 years in the 50s. When they first met, he didn't believe that that was her name, and, you know, he took off and thought she was making up some name and then came back the next day and apologized, and they were married for 56 years, and she was a big proponent for this book, and she recently passed away in November. And I probably wouldn't have done this book without her help.
So you're originally from Nixon, Missouri, right?
Yes, sir.
With you originally coming from Missouri, what prompted you to compile this book about the history of Fort Smith?
Because I fell in love with Fort Smith. We've lived here since 2003, and I've been coming to this area since about 1994. And just the people and the history and the whole culture behind it. This is a town that doesn't give up easily. This is a town that's steeped in history and not just, you know, the true grit kind of thing. There's a lot of history that's still left that we need to discuss. And I like doing that. I like finding out the little story. I found out today, I got a letter in the mail from a woman in Fort Smith who was born 85 years ago, and she told me about her life story because she heard about this book and she thought I needed to know. And I was really glad to get that letter.
So, looking at the history of Fort Smith through these postcards, do you feel like there are any lessons it can tell the Fort Smith of today and help it learn from its history?
Well, number one, it says don't give up, because there are tragedies throughout our history. The cyclone in 1898 that devastated much of the town. We also see the rise and fall of various businesses and industries. And, you know, it seems like every time we open the paper, another business closes and we think the world is over. But we have to understand that something better may be around the corner that we didn't realize. You know, I'm sure the people who worked at Norge didn't realize that Whirlpool would come in. And I'm sure the people who lost their jobs at Whirlpool, you know, thought that the world was over when it shut. But something else will come along. There's always something around the corner, I think, in the history of Fort Smith that keeps it going, and people need to keep their chin up, and they need to understand that there is something better.
So tell me a little bit about the editing process. How difficult was it to put this book together?
Over the course of 9 months, it was the culminating of all the postcards, putting them together, trying to figure out what is the story, you know, fact-checking, what was on the card, what was not on the card, what did I need to figure out, and then going to other sources and you know, double-checking what I had written and making sure that it was correct. I didn't want to put anything out there that wasn't correct. And then I went to, had two fantastic editors at Arcadia Publishing, Simone Monet Williams and Tim Summerall. Those are two editors that helped greatly. They really did an awful lot of work on this project, and they helped me tell the story. Primarily, it's chronological. And then these two suggested that we put certain pictures a certain way or, you know, in certain chapters. But primarily, it looks at the history of the town and how we're a town that's looking at the past, but also using the past to look forward.
Do you feel like the postcards offer a unique view of history that other source materials, such as journals or letters, can't provide?
Well, they're the instant messages of the 1800s and the early 1900s. They were the moment in which people could dash off a very quick message and put it out there, or they would see a little cute picture, or they would perhaps get a snapshot of an event. There was a man named Marks who had a store down on Garrison Avenue, and when the tornado came through in 1898, he made postcards out of the damage, and you know, he took photographs and sold them in a store, and some people say that the money from that went to relief for the victims and also made his store very influential in the area. I think also the postcards tell a little bit about where we've been in terms of artistic license. We see a lot of different tones being used, graphics, and not only photographs, but also almost painted photographs. At one point, there were many photographs in the early 1900s that would be tinted in Germany and then sold as postcards here in the United States. And that practice even continued through World War II. And that's kind of interesting that we still had that trade of almost that hand tinting of postcards.
Okay, now that you've finished this first book and it's out to press and in bookstores, are you working on any other books for future publication?
Yes, Arcadia Publishing wants me to do another one on Fort Smith for the Images of America series. There have been other books about Fort Smith and Sebastian County, but nothing specifically on Fort Smith other than the postcard book that I've done. Stan Kajawa has done books on his postcard collection, but nothing as detailed as what I put out recently. And Lola Shropshire did one in 1998 for the Images of America series. And then Steve Hanley and Ray Hanley did Sebastian and Crawford counties for the postcard history series, but Arcadia wants me to do another Fort Smith within the next 9 months or so. I think we'll do that, and then eventually they want me to do one on Taney County, Missouri, and possibly Stone County.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for your time.
Kevin Jones is an assistant professor of English and rhetoric at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. He will host book signings from 1 to 3 p.m. on January 12th at Hastings in Fort Smith and at 7 p.m. on the 17th at the Fort Smith Museum of History. Also, he will speak as part of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Distinguished Lecturer Series. That discussion will take place from 2 to 3 p.m. January 23rd at the Pendergraft Health Sciences Building on the UAFS campus. And his book, Fort Smith, of the Postcard History Series, can be found at bookstores everywhere or online at arcadiapublishing.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
The internet is a schoolyard tool for sexual bragging and shaming.
I went back to class, and like half an hour later, my mother was in the school. And I couldn't even look at my mother because I felt hurt, and I also felt like I disrespected her.
Teens, mobile tech, and the new Scarlet Letter. Later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered, beginning this afternoon at 3 here on KUAF 91.3 FM.